Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I looked down in my pocket underneath my bed. I walked under a lamppost and one hit me on the head. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say hello and thanks for listening. Before we jump into the main topic of today's brief episode, an induction into the perfect pop pantheon, of which I believe there are 221 songs, but I'm not positive. But I'm going to spend this weekend figuring it out. I'm going to get it exactly the way I can understand it. Which is written down on a piece of paper and tucked away in a drawer, and you add it with a pencil the next time another one comes up. But that's another story. Anyway, I am going to add something to the Perfect Pop Pantheon that goes along with a birthday today, if you're listening on the day this episode is released on May 14th. But have some business to tell you about first, and that is a deadline for April New Music. April New Music will begin on Monday, May 18th. So that is your deadline. Now, please get your new music picks for April in by May 18th, if at all possible. If you need an extension, just take one. We'll get it in there, but we really are aiming for May 18th. You can have a free extension. It's like when I was in high school as a senior, I could write my own sick note. Hopefully they've cut that kind of thing out. Hopefully that was the only year it was used. I was sick for 126 days that year. Anyway, please get your April New Music picks in. We already have some, and I want to thank those people very, very much for sending their picks in. And looking forward to it very much to see what you guys chose from the month of April. Now, Jim is going to be doing some dad things, as we used to say, in the next week or so. And I am going to lead off this time with new music. So Jim and I are going to switch roles. I'm going to go first to kick it off, and he's going to go at the caboose to wrap it up. So, yes, I will remind you again in the coming days, but please try to shoot for that May 18th deadline. All right, folks, if you are listening to this episode on the day it's released, Thursday, May 14th, today is the birthday of Daniel Auerbach, believe it or not. He was born on this day, May 14th, 1979, in Wooster, Ohio. I don't know where Wooster is, but sounds like a town in Ohio. And I would like to induct his song, Waiting on a Song. And I couldn't believe that I hadn't already done this before. That's what got me started on this. I was looking down the list of perfect pop songs, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And anyway, I was like, this has got to be the song to go to. When I DJ a radio show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, whenever I can't think of anything, I just throw Waiting on a Song in there, and it comes through for me because it's that kind of great, great song. So it's a great tune. It's compact. It only lasts about 2 minutes and 40 some seconds, perfect length for a classic 45 side. It's got some just fantastic hand claps in it. I mean, the hand claps are off the charts. 11. The hand claps go to 11 on this song. Dan Auerbach's twangy guitar sort of cuts through this song in a nice pile driving twangy way, and it's got a fine little twangy solo in it too. And I love the end of this song when the vocals just swell up to make this incredible sort of climax. So you got to hear that part. It's great. I will fade in on our little sample clip, and we'll go to the end. So we'll work backwards this time instead of forwards. And I also want to say, if you haven't seen it, there's a really good video of this song, which I should mention is the title track of his 2017 album. And I believe it is the last solo album he put out. I don't see any others, and I'm not aware of it. But it was the first release on Auerbach's label Easy Eye Sound, and also recorded at the Easy Eye Sound studio in Nashville, which Dan Auerbach owns. I don't know where he got the money for that. He's just sort of a singer-songwriter. He just has two albums. I don't think he's involved in any other groups. Wink, wink. Anyway, so I would like to choose that. And if you haven't seen it, there's a great video that features a cameo from John Prine. And it's really like a little story about these guys that are sort of finishing their, you know, their early days of high school and getting ready to go off to college and stuff like that.
You guys are all going to go to school, go to college, meet your lovely, lovely wives. I'm just going to be left here working in my dad's store.
Your dad's dual, man.
My dad's not a tool. He sells tools.
It's true.
I just want this summer to be the best summer of our lives.
Right on.
Right on, man.
Right on, man. Right on, man.
Love you, man.
So yeah, that video is definitely worth a watch. Look for the John Prine cameo at the end. It's really good. And Dan Auerbach's in it too, as a cameo. But I don't know, is it a cameo if you're in your own video? Probably not. Anyway, Waiting on a Song, Dan Auerbach. I induct thee into the Perfect Pop Pantheon. Welcome. If you're already in there, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure you're not. So there we go. All right, folks, with that, I am going to play you now the clip from Dan Auerbach and his tune Waiting on a Song, officially Perfect Pop. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Sick for 126 days that year.